what we're reporting is that the mayor and the Washington Commanders have in place the framework for a deal worth more than $3 billion that would bring the team back to D.C., building a new stadium at the RFK site. The way it breaks down is the team would put up to $2.5 billion toward the stadium. The district would put up to $850 million, and the district's money would mostly go toward infrastructure that would support the entire 180-acre campus, including parking structures. It's important to note, nothing has been finalized. All of this is still in motion right now. And one source very close to these negotiations told me that that $2.5 billion number cited in the documents we obtained that the team would contribute might come down a little bit by the time they get to the final deal that will be sent to the DC Council for approval. This is the framework, and it tells us that they are very, very close and very, very serious about bringing the team back to DC.
Mark, though, interesting here. So the district wants to contribute roughly $800 million to this project. Has anybody been able to tell you where that money is coming from, considering the budget for next year is already in place?
So, Sean, this is going to be the toughest sell that the mayor will have, that there are wanting to spend $850 million at a time when they are cutting $400 million from the current budget that there's only 6 months left in, and then there's going to have to be hundreds of more millions of dollars cut from next year's budget. And the mayor has already called and has said that there are likely to be devastating cuts to services, that you could see some partial closures of government facilities and even furloughs and layoffs coming. So at the same time, they're going to be discussing laying off DC government employees and cutting services. They're going to be trying to convince the public and the council to support this deal. And that is going to be a huge uphill battle for her. We do know that $350 million of the $850 million that would not be due until, I believe, 2032 would come from what they call a tax increment financing deal, which means the taxes generated from the development, the retail, the housing, all the other stuff that would go on that campus, the tax revenue generated from that would go to pay the $350 million portion of what the district has put in. And it's also important to note, the district's contribution mostly going to infrastructure, the district would have to pay for the infrastructure regardless of whether a stadium went there or not. Developing 180 acres of land along the riverfront with housing and retail is going to require infrastructure improvements. So the district was going to have to pay that regardless.
Hey, Mark, were you able to get a hold of or find out how much back and forth actually took place between the mayor and Josh Harris and his company on this whole plan, and if those numbers change significantly between what he's going to pony up and what she thinks the district can come up with?
Look, I can tell you that they have been working together on a wide range of issues for months, if not longer. It's clear that the mayor and Josh Harris have a very good relationship. When the district was trying to get the legislation across the goal line to transfer the land from federal jurisdiction to the district's control last year, you saw Josh Harris and Roger Goodell from the NFL going up to Capitol Hill and lobbying on behalf of the district. And you saw Josh Harris and Mayor Bowser standing side by side over President Biden's shoulder when he signed that legislation in the Oval Office. Flash forward to now, when the district is having this budget crisis with Congress, trying to get Congress to fix the $400 million budget cut that Congress imposed on them. We have seen reporting that the commanders have used their lobbyists to try to help the district on that as well. So it's clear that they have a very strong working relationship that goes beyond just bringing the team here. It seems like Josh Harris really wants to be a partner with Mayor Bowser here in the district. So I think that's what we learned more than anything, is that these two are serious about it. They're moving forward, and the deadline is ticking because they have to submit this 2026 budget very soon to the DC Council in order to get it approved and start funding in order to meet Josh Harris's deadline of having the stadium up and open for the first game of the 2030 season.